It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Rob Ferret. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the state of the paper industry in Wisconsin.
But first, we're talking to a guest with a controversial idea on how to address the problem of heroin overdoses in the United States. She says we should prescribe heroin to addicts so they have regulated doses and only take the drug under supervision.
She's here to explain how the solution would work and why she thinks it's the best option. Our guest is Catherine Van Wormer, professor of social work at the University of Northern Iowa and co-author of Addiction Treatment, A Strengths Perspective.
Catherine, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, well, thank you.
So there's been a lot of attention lately paid to the problem of heroin in the United States, particularly surrounding the death of the actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, who died when he was only 46 years old. Looking at this and the problems with heroin addiction, the problems of on the street and from a law enforcement perspective, what conclusion do you come to about how we should treat heroin?
Well, the first conclusion is it is a major problem. It is an epidemic. And something has to be done because the loss of life is just unbelievable right now. In fact, I got statistics from the Centers for Disease Control, and it's 20,000 a year fatal overdoses. Out of that, the heroin number is over 3,000 in the United States we're talking about. So we have to do something. We absolutely have to do a harm reduction model. And this is a model where we're going to reduce the harm to individuals and society and not keep losing lives of people as we are now.
Now, you're talking about a harm reduction model. What does that mean? What does that look like on the ground?
Well, a harm reduction model is a pragmatic model. It's one where you're thinking of cost effectiveness, and you're not thinking about moralism or teaching people a lesson. You're not thinking about total abstinence, but you're thinking, how can we save lives of people? And that is the first criterion right there, is saving lives. So it's just very, very pragmatic. Reducing the harm. And people who are in 12-step programs, you can say that they certainly reduce the harm if it works for them. But for all people, that doesn't work. And so we need a model that's attractive to people, where they will come in when they even have small-scale problems. They'll come in for treatment because they know, if it's drinking, for example, that they can learn to do moderate drinking. If you have a program like that, people will come in. Teenagers will come in to get help.
So what you're talking about is essentially, it sounds like, making heroin legal, I'm assuming under doctor supervision, so heroin addicts don't have to go cold turkey or turn to the streets when they are struggling. Is that what this harm reduction model calls for?
And with heroin, it's really urgent that we do something to reduce the harm to society. And we need a philosophy of no holds barred, where we don't say, oh, they can never, never use this drug again. Because the nature of addiction is such that we can expect they will have relapses. And they need to have some place where they can go where the doctors could prescribe heroin and they can modify the dosage that's given over time. And that way, people would not have overdoses.
So this would represent a pretty big sea change here in the United States, but this is something that's been practiced already in other countries. I think the UK and Denmark and Germany, for example, are already using prescribed heroin as a treatment option. Can you talk a little more about how exactly that would work?
Yes. We can model these other countries. Switzerland's been doing this for 10 years. And what you do is you would train certain doctors, and it wouldn't have to be the whole medical community. They've done this in Vancouver, Canada, and they come in, and instead of getting methadone, it would be exactly like our methadone clinic.
And methadone is the drug?
It's a synthetic opiate that's used. It's less attractive to people. It has side effects, and the main thing is it's very, very hard to get off of methadone.
And methadone is a drug that is used right now to help addicts wean off heroin. It's supposed to reduce craving. Is that right?
It's certainly the best thing we have. I mean, it's a good thing that we have these methadone clinics. But it would be better to use a more organic substance. That's what the British found out. And there's a new piece of research in the New England Journal of Medicine. And what they did is they took a control group of the people who were receiving methadone treatment and then the ones who were getting heroin. And they found out that over a 10-year period, more lives were saved with the ones using heroin. It was, of course, more attractive to them, and they lived longer. But the main thing is the crime rate. This should be appealing to American society because we think a lot about crime. And to get the money for the drugs on the black market, people commit all kinds of crimes. It keeps them from working, whereas in the U.K., people will go once a day, for example, to the doctor's office. They will get the dose of heroin, and then they will go to work. So it keeps them in the working world. They're not hanging out on the streets.
They're not forced sort of to the margins of society as you see it.
That's right. That's right. And what's happening now is that's shocking people is it's middle-class people. And Philip Seymour Hoffman would be an example of the person who was using pain pills. OxyContin, for example, would be an example of what brings back, in his case, it brought back his addiction. Because you could say he had once been on heroin, and 23 years later, the craving came back. Once he was using pain pills for some reason, probably some medical reason, it brought back the urges that were overwhelming to him.
Now, let's say that an addict is using prescribed heroin under a doctor's supervision as a treatment option. Is the goal still to completely come off heroin and be sober, completely substance-free?
Yes, it is. The goal is always abstinence. You don't need this stuff. You know, you can do well in life. You don't have to be drugged. You don't have to be medicated. And they try to get them off it in the U.K., try to get them off it gradually. There are some people who they don't think they can function without that drug in their system. I mean, think of smokers, for example, too, as an example of a highly addictive substance and how hard it is to get off that. So the doctors and also there'll be psychologists and social workers will be working with providing counseling and a lot of supervision of these people, which is very good. So it's been effective in the U.K., Switzerland, Germany, Denmark. It was effective in Canada, but I believe the government has discontinued it.
Now, in the United States, a lot of the overdoses happen because heroin isn't regulated. You can't control the purity. It's being bought on the black market. Sometimes it's mixed with other drugs that are dangerous. When you look at how this harm reduction model you're talking about of legalized heroin is used in other countries, is there still the death rate that we see, the overdose rate that we see in this country?
There isn't. No, there isn't. Because they can control, of course, the product. And they know it's pure, in pure form, and they don't include other drugs. What's really dangerous now is there's a drug called fentanyl, which is a legal drug that's given to end-stage cancer patients. And they are mixed. This is being laced with the heroin. And so the people, the drug users, don't know how strong of a dose they're getting. So they are inclined to have overdoses.
Now, how difficult do you imagine the battle for getting something like this implemented in the United States to be?
I think it would be almost impossible right now. The moralism is so high. It really has to do with values of American society, and that's how the methadone was effective since it's a synthetic opiate. It's just as addictive as heroin, but it was a roundabout way of convincing people that this was okay. So it's going to be very difficult. We can stress urgency. And this is an epidemic, and we need to save lives. I notice there's a whole lot of real understanding about addiction coming out in the media because of the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, seen as a good person, a brilliant actor. And so the response has been, well, we better do something to prevent the loss of lives. So that's a good sign. There are other aspects of harm reduction, though, that are being put in place right now. And also his death could have been avoided not only by prescribed heroin, but if he had had somebody with him. It's the same as having a designated driver. That's a harm reduction policy. If somebody is drinking and then they have a designated driver to drive them. So you would have somebody, and this person could be trained in a safety plan, and there's a drug called naloxone. And this drug is an antidote to the heroin. If there's an overdose, people can be trained to see the signs, and then they can give this drug, naloxone. And so police and emergency medical workers are now being trained to use this. So that's an excellent safety plan.
Now, I would imagine something that could go hand in hand with the harm reduction model that you're talking about would be the destigmatization of addiction. We, I don't think, are at that place in the United States. You know, you look at Philip Seymour Hoffman, he had to go to the black market, he died alone. Is addiction still seen as something that has a stigma in some of these other countries with the harm reduction model, or is it something that you have to kind of work on in tandem?
Well, I think it's stigmatized the world over. Because there's a loss of control, and people, I think, like to think people are in control. I see our society, we've made tremendous strides because of the brain research coming out, that we're moving in a direction of seeing this as a health problem and a public health problem rather than, you know, for the criminal justice system. But yet, if you look at our prison system, I mean, it's exploding with people who got into trouble because of their addiction. And that's not taken into account in the sentencing. It's just treated as, you know, a regular crime. So we haven't caught up with the medical research and the brain research that's coming out. In our criminal justice system, we haven't caught up.
Well, Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That was Catherine Van Wormer, professor of social work at the University of Northern Iowa.